Hi, and welcome to 20 Minute Christian Counselor. My name is Rob Orem. I served as a pastor for almost 25 years, and now I have my own counseling practice. If you'd like to learn more about me, or schedule a counseling appointment, or book a speaking engagement, visit my website at roborum.com. That's R-O-B-B, two B's, O-R-A-M.com. In this podcast, I provide biblical counsel for the practical matters of life. So if you're facing some challenges right now, either personally or in a relationship, and you're looking for some helpful wisdom, keep listening for the next 20 minutes or so. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to talk about anxiety. And I'll just let you know up front, this is something that I deal with in my own life. So this is near and dear to my heart. Did you know 42.5 million adults in our country have been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder? 42.5 million people. And that's not even including all the rest of us who struggle with anxiety to various degrees, but have never been diagnosed. I think the reality is we all feel anxiety at times. And why? I mean, what is making us all so anxious? Well, I actually think there's a lot of reasons. You know, sometimes we get anxious because we're afraid of something bad that might happen, right? Like COVID, for example, or California, we have earthquakes, fires. Sometimes I think we have anxiety because we're afraid of something that we know is coming, like surgery or a dental procedure. I just had a real fun one of those recently. Sometimes I think we're afraid and we feel anxious because we just feel like life is out of control and it feels overwhelming and we don't feel like we're able to cope. Maybe we have a new school schedule or like having a new baby. My daughter just had a new baby not long ago. And sometimes I think we feel anxious because just things are unknown. We don't know what life is going to be like when we move somewhere to a new city or to a new neighborhood. Sometimes we feel anxious because we know we have to do something physically dangerous, like flying. A lot of us have anxiety about that. Sometimes I think we get anxious when we know we're going to be in a position where we could potentially be really embarrassed or ashamed, like making a speech at a wedding or doing a reading Sunday morning in church. So again, I think everybody deals with anxiety to one degree or another at one time or another. And I realize sometimes our anxiety can become so overwhelming, it gets to the point of what we call a panic attack. And those are real things. I've never had a panic attack, but people close to me have told me about them, and they sound horrific. And the reality is there is a lot in this world to be anxious about. So the first thing I want to say today about anxiety is this, and this is important. Anxiety or feeling anxious is not a sin. There's a real confusion out there in the Christian world because many people have interpreted what the Apostle Paul wrote. It's one verse in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. He wrote, "Be anxious for nothing." And many people interpret that to be a command, like something that we're commanded to do, and if we don't do it, then it's a sin, and the commandment's been broken. And that is a complete misunderstanding and misinterpretation of what Paul was communicating there. This isn't a command that's not supposed to be broken. Paul is writing an encouragement about something that he knew we all experience in life. Basically, he's saying, hey, You don't have to let your anxiety control you or overwhelm you or make you disabled. Here's what you need to do when you feel it. And then he lays out some practical steps. That's what Paul is doing there. Because the reality is Paul felt anxiety. I don't have time to get into it, but you can check out his letter, Second Corinthians, his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, chapter 4, chapter 11. He talks a lot about things that he's anxious about. So the main point I'm making is that feeling anxious isn't a sin. It's a part of being human. It's a reality of being a sin-damaged person living in a sin-damaged world with other sin-damaged people. But let me take this a step further. Not only is anxiety not a sin, sometimes anxiety is good for us. What? Well, obviously, when anxiety interferes with our lives, when it becomes dominating in our thoughts, our feelings, when it gets in the way of us making decisions, when it affects our relationships, those are all signs that our anxiety has reached an unhealthy point and we need to do something to address it. But there are positive aspects to anxiety that we need to be aware of. What are those? Well, being anxious can help us to prepare or anticipate something that's coming. And that can be a good thing. Feeling some anxiety can help motivate us to get ready or to get organized. Anxiety can heighten our senses so that we can actually perform better or do our best. Sometimes our anxious feelings are a warning sign to us of danger. We need to pay attention to them. They can be reminding us to proceed with caution. Sometimes our anxious feelings can remind us to focus on something that we need to pay attention to that maybe we're ignoring or procrastinating about. And sometimes we're feeling anxious because we've overextended ourselves. We're taking on too much. And those feelings of anxiety are warning us that we could have a breakdown. We're going to fall apart. The reason I mention this is because just starting to adopt a different perspective on anxiety and recognizing that there are good parts to it, sometimes it can be helpful, that can help to begin to reduce the negative impact it is having on us. So, what does God say about anxiety? What does the Bible say about anxiety? And the reality is the Bible says a lot. We can't go into all of it. But there are basically two things that I want to make sure you take away from this. The main thing is I want you to understand Jesus felt anxiety. And you realize if Jesus felt it, then it's okay if we feel it. Think about the night before he was going to be crucified. He's in the garden with his closest friends praying, and he knows what's going to happen. He knows he's going to be ridiculed and mocked and spat on and slapped and beaten and eventually crucified. And Mark 14:33 records, and he took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled. And that word means greatly alarmed, terrified. He began to be troubled and deeply distressed in anguish. Luke chapter 22 and 44 describes some more. It says, and being in agony, that means severe mental struggle, aka anxiety, he prayed more earnestly, and then he sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. You may have heard of this before. This is a condition called hematohidrosis. And basically what happens in this condition is the blood vessels rupture, causing them to leak blood into the sweat glands that come out as he sweats. And this occurs under conditions of extreme physical or emotional stress. Jesus was so anxious, he literally sweat drops of blood. One other section about this recorded in Matthew 26, verses 37 to 38. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." So my point is, Jesus understands what stress and anxiety feels like, excuse me, because he experienced it. That's what makes him such a perfect, wonderful, compassionate Savior. Hebrews 4:15 says, "We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." He understands. Stop beating yourself up or condemning yourself for feeling anxious. Jesus did, and he was sinless, and he is your Savior. And the second thing, briefly, I want to make sure you know from what the Bible says about anxiety is that God is available to help you deal with your anxiety. Here's a great verse. This is Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 7 wrote, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." Jesus, our Savior, understands our anxiety. And God, our Father, is available to help us. So I want to conclude today's episode with some practical steps to take, which will help you deal more effectively with your anxiety. First, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the ineffective ways that we sometimes try to use to deal with anxiety. These don't work. Denying that we have it, that doesn't work. Ignoring it when we know it's there, that doesn't work. Trying to escape our anxious feelings with distractions like drugs, alcohol, pornography, eating, spending, gambling, working, whatever it is, trying to run away or distract ourselves doesn't work. And obviously giving in and letting ourselves become overwhelmed and immobilized with fear and anxiety doesn't work either. So instead of doing those, here are some healthy strategies, as I call them, to begin to implement. And first, number one, you have to pay attention to how you're feeling. Just becoming aware of the fact that you're feeling anxious is the first step toward dealing with it in a healthy way. It's so easy for us to get focused on so many other things that we're actually unaware of what's going on inside of us. Until what's going on inside of us becomes so strong, it starts leaking out and getting in the way of our lives. So pay attention to how you're feeling and notice when you're feeling anxious. And secondly, once you realize you're feeling anxious, remember that most likely you're feeling anxious for some valid reasons. Remember I said earlier, there's some good parts to anxiety. So this is going to be weird, but thank God for your anxious feelings. Just take a moment, say, "Father, okay, I'm feeling really anxious right now. Thank you that I'm feeling this because this is probably trying to communicate to me some important things." And as you're thanking him for these anxious feelings, ask God to help you to understand why you're feeling them. Here's some questions you can ask yourself. Is there something right now that I need to be preparing for? Is that why I'm feeling anxious? Am I feeling anxious because I need to get more organized about something? Is the reason I'm feeling these anxious feelings is because there's some danger that I legitimately need to be careful about? Am I feeling anxious because I'm procrastinating or in denial about something that I need to focus more time and energy on? Or am I feeling all this anxiety because I've just taken on too much? I'm expecting too much of myself. I'm overextending myself. Take some time to ask yourself these questions to try to understand why you're feeling the anxious feelings you're feeling. Thirdly, remind yourself that this is temporary. Whatever you're feeling right now is temporary. It will pass. You're not always going to feel this way. And right along with that, next, also remind yourself. So much of this is reminding yourself of things. The battle is in your mind. Remind yourself that God is in control. He knows what's going on. He understands how you're feeling. He loves you unconditionally, and he promises to take care of you despite how you're feeling at the moment. And remember how he's brought you through similar situations in the past. And God is faithful, and he will do it again. And as you're intentionally focusing your heart and your mind on God and these things, this is a time when it's good to recall and recite Bible verses that will give you peace. And obviously, memorizing some specific verses ahead of time for these kind of situations is going to be really helpful. I've done this for the last several years. One of my favorite passages, which has really helped me have some peace and some perspective when I've been very stressed out, is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. And I like to memorize it, but then say it to myself in a personal way. I like to personalize it like it's from me. So here's Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. I will trust in you, Lord, with all my heart. I will not lean on my own understanding. In all of my ways, I will acknowledge you, and you will direct my paths. Just putting that into my heart and my mind, keeping it in my back pocket so I can pull it out when I need it, and reciting it to myself and to God, personalizing it, has been really helpful to me. Now, I realize, too, sometimes our anxiety can become so overwhelming, it actually gets to the point of what they call a panic attack. And these are real. And I just want to quickly share with you a strategy that I came across on the internet. You may already know it. It's called the 333 rule, or the rule of three. But this is something you can put into practice when your anxiety is reaching the point of possibly turning into a panic attack. And what you do in this exercise is simple. You identify three objects around you that you can see. For example, I see a mirror, table, and a picture. And then you identify three objects that you can hear. So you stop and listen. I hear a bird outside. I hear a fan blowing. I hear a car driving by. And then lastly, identify three objects that you can touch and actually touch them. I'm touching my chair right now, touching my desk. I'm touching my computer. Don't rush this. Take your time and intentionally do these steps. And this exercise helps shift your focus from the anxiety you're feeling at the moment back to your physical surroundings. In other words, it takes you out of your head by using your senses as a way to reconnect with your body and your physical environment. And it helps. And if you want more information about this, just look it up online. There's a lot of information about it. Another thing you need to do when you're feeling anxious is to reach out to someone and share what's going on inside. And I know that's hard and I know it's humbling, but it's something you need to do. Don't just keep it inside. Don't just try to deal with it on your own. God's word many times encourages us to share ourselves and our lives with others. For one reason, so they can pray for us. But also, we're not created to carry our burdens on our own. God created us to need other people, to need one another. And lastly, and this is more on the preventative side, so this is really important. You need to be careful about what you're filling your mind with. You need to filter what you're reading and what you're listening to and what you're looking at and what you're talking about. What we allow into our hearts and our minds really does affect us. That's why Paul wrote in Philippians, same chapter, chapter 4, verse 8. He wrote, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about, some translations say, meditate on these things. So intentionally safeguarding our hearts and minds by filtering what we allow into them is going to reduce the anxiety in our lives. So those are some specific practical strategies that you can begin to implement today to help you begin to better cope with the anxiety in your life. Because feeling anxious in this life is inevitable. And you are not alone. We all experience it. And God understands what you're going through. Jesus, in his humanity, felt it as well. Let me just finish today's episode with the words of Jesus recorded in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. And just imagine, this is Jesus saying this to you personally, directly, right now. He's saying to you, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Thanks for listening today. If you found this to be helpful to you, I want to ask you to do three things that would really be helpful to me. First, click on the subscribe or follow button so you can find out right away when I publish new episodes. Second, take a moment and write a review. This will help other people find this podcast. And third, share this podcast on your social media so your friends can be helped as well. Finally, if you'd like to contact me, to learn more about my counseling practice, schedule an appointment, or arrange for me to come speak at an event, reach out to me at my website at roborum.com. That's R-O-B-B, two B's, O-R-A-M.com. Until next time, keep your eyes on Jesus.